My name is Mackenzie Codum. I'm from the University of Lethbridge, Department of Biochemistry and Chemistry.
Now, Mackenzie, you're part of the iGEM team that is going to be in the big international competition. Can you tell me, first of all, what your iGEM project is?
Our iGEM project this year focuses on bioremediation of the tailing ponds, and we're doing this using a synthetic biology approach.
And what are some of the details of the project?
Some of the details of the project are that we're using an enzyme and incorporating that into an organism, and that it'll be able to break down a compound that is normally found within the tailing ponds.
Now, within your scientific project, you've also been looking at sort of the ethics and public outreach that's associated with the project and synthetic biology. What is it that you're doing, your team?
What our team is doing this year with our ethical component of the project is to look at five scientific breakthroughs from the past and look at them in a way of determining what to do and what not to do within synthetic biology, since it's a new field.
And what are the five breakthroughs?
The five breakthroughs are the World Wide Web, the steam engine, nuclear power, cloning, and antibiotics.
And why did you choose those ones? Because certainly there's been lots and lots of scientific breakthroughs.
Five breakthroughs were chosen because each of them corresponds and fits to a specific ethical issue. Some of them are more social, some of them more legal, others have a more economic and environmental impact.
Why are you doing that? Why are you looking at these? What is it that you're trying to draw from these breakthroughs?
From these breakthroughs, we want to be able to see where our project and synthetic biology in general, what ethical issues we need to address, and that either they didn't or they did address back when they were trying to get their technology or their innovation out in the public.
And so there's a concern that there's public resistance when change comes along?
Absolutely. And a lot of times people may not know when they put an innovation out there what kind of impact or effect it may have. And so if we look to see what others may have missed, we might be able to prevent that or just think ahead a little bit more, have some hints as to where to go.
Can you give me some examples from these past breakthroughs? Like what's worked, what hasn't?
Personally, we've divided all of them up. We have a 5-member team looking at this. I personally looked at the World Wide Web, and I looked at it from a social perspective and how much knowledge and information should be put up about your research, just personal information, lab techniques should be put up on the World Wide Web and for other people to look at, which is something when the internet was discovered, we didn't know how much information people would actually put on the World Wide Web.
Now, one of the other interesting aspects of what your team is doing is you've actually taken all of this scientific work around DNA and biology and that, and you've turned it into art, into music. Where on earth did the idea come from to do that?
We were so lucky to have a new media professor from our university show interest in our team and want to take our team into a more aesthetic frame of mind. And the way he did this was to take the bases that are normally found in DNA and translate that into music. And he also took basic lab procedures, pictures of those procedures, and tried to make them more appealing to the general public and to show different sides of that work.
What have you learned from that, getting that sort of that artistic sensibility from your science, tying the two together?
It has shown me that a lot of times you only think of science in a certain way, and you only think you see the results and you think that's all there is to the results, but you don't know that you could produce music from that or images or things that could not just scientists understand, but everyone can understand.
There were a lot of comments from the judges and the audience today. What have you drawn from that for your team?
I'm really happy that there's so much interest in our ethics. We are just starting on that portion of the project, and we're hoping to produce a magazine or a newspaper of some sort that will be able to show our results, even maybe a choose your own adventure type game, so you can see whether you would do what was done in the past or would you go differently than what they did. And we're very excited to hear that people responded so well to our ethics and to our art.
Thank you very much, Mackenzie.
Thank you.